Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The journey far from over. Heavy grind.
Yeah, this is dedication. I'm obsessed with this game. Enough is never enough.
Jalen Hurts, what a run! Touchdown!
It's about taking it to another level. The only direction is to rise.
Makes the catch!
It was perfect.
Everybody in their opinions, they don't deposit at the bank.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down, Alive Radio. We are right there. You're not tied to your phone, your radio in your shower, your car. Oh, wait, what are they about to get into? I don't want to. I'm at work. Yeah, it's okay. Put us on the app. Pop in your AirPods, whatever you got. Walk right into work. They think you're listening to music. You're hanging out with your boys. You can join the conversation. Dr. Pepper, call online, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. We've been asking all show, more responsible for the Eagles' success, Jalen Hurts of the team. And the reason we're asking that is because Micah Parsons, that Cowboys linebacker who reminds me more of Lawrence Taylor than anyone since Lawrence Taylor. If I'm wrong, give me another name. He was on the Vonncast with Von
Lawrence
Miller.
Taylor.
Huh?
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, right. Well, Von Miller might be a name, but Micah reminds me more of LT than anyone. But he was on with another hellified linebacker, pass rusher, Von Miller, on the Vonncast with Von Miller. And listen to how Micah goes at a man he's going to be trying to get on Christmas Eve in a matchup of the two powerhouses of the NFC East, Jalen Hurts. Listen to Micah on Jalen.
We look at the Eagles as it hurts or the team. I think it's a little bit of both, man.
It's system and team.
I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great deep. They got a great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
I mean, Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. Yeah. I mean, bro.
Man, that dude dropping dimes on heads. I know that much. Look, Michael Parsons, I get what he's trying to say, but he's wrong. Okay, Jalen Hurts, all quarterbacks, all teams that are good are loaded. They all are, and they got good schemes. That's just the reality of it. And it's the same thing with the Dallas Cowboys. The reason that that defense is solid and sound is because of Micah Parsons, but it's also because of Diggs, and it's also because of Lawrence, and it's also because of Gus Bradley. That's why. It ain't just line Micah Parsons up and he's just getting ready to just take over the entire game and everybody else can go to the sideline. It doesn't work that way. And I understand that he doesn't want to give the necessary love right now to an opponent that he's getting ready to face in about 13 days or so on Christmas Eve. But I can tell you this, Jalen Hurts is going to keep that in the back of his mind. And Micah Parsons, look, he's setting it up perfectly for himself. If he goes out there and he has a 2-plus sack game, calls a fumble, creates an interception, couple of tackles for loss, and he has an MVP game, then now he puts himself right in that conversation of, well, I know I'm going to be defensive player of the year, but I should also be considered for the MVP, much like Lawrence Taylor was, That's the conversation that you start with that Philadelphia Eagle game, because I slowed down the guy who y'all want to get an MVP trophy to.
Man, maybe you're right, Key, but let me tell you what I think.
No, I know I'm right.
I think that Micah Parsons, game recognized game, real recognized real. And while Jalen Hurts, to my eyes, looks great, looks like he can throw, run, lead, do the whole thing. We had a caller on recently, in the last 20 minutes, who said he should be the face of the league. Has a hell of a case, Jalen Hurts. But then if you talk about the innermost sanctum, the highest possible level, among the greats of the greats of today's game, on the highest level, there is Patrick Mahomes. There is who you want to take at receiver. Until very recently, you'd say Devontae Adams. Maybe still he's number one, right? You have McCaffrey or Saquon when they're healthy. You have guys whose ability is just different. Micah Parsons is one of those dudes. He might be the dude. And to me, what it sounds like is he's looking at Jalen Hurts saying, he's not quite one of us. He's in that next little half level down. That's what it sounds like to me.
But let me ask you this, though. Why is Michael Parsons that above Jalen Hurts when he's getting ready to possibly win the MVP. Well, so then when he wins the MVP, then where is he at?
Different
position.
Did he just
happen to win the MVP?
No, different position. I mean, like, Micah Parsons.
How's a different position?
How is it? Micah Parsons is a linebacker and
okay.
And, you know,
but he can win MVP too.
Yeah, but no, actually, almost never in the history of the game. Almost every single year.
I understand,
year,
but he's so dominant that he could win the MVP.
Yes, that's right. In other words, he's so dominant at his position, he's being compared to quarterbacks, which almost never happens. Aaron Donald.
He's not being compared to quarterbacks.
Well, that's
he's not being compared to quarterbacks, but Jalen Hurts is right now the leading vote getter or the percentage or however you guys say it in the gambling thingy. At Caesar's books.
Odds on favorite. Means he's favored against the entire field.
I get it. I understand
that. Better than 50-50 to win it.
Odds on favorite to win the MVP amongst everybody in the National Football League despite position.
Let's see where Stephen A. Smith, host of First Take, weighs in, comes down on all this. Stephen A., have you heard the Micah Parsons sound about Jalen Hurts?
I haven't heard the sound, but I've heard about it. I heard basically what I was told what he said.
Let's listen.
I have no problem with
it
personally.
I want you to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Check this out. This is Micah Parsons to Von Miller on the Voncast, Von's podcast about Hurts as MVP. Listen to Micah.
We look at the Eagles. Is it Hurts or the team? I think it's a little bit of both, man.
It's system and team.
I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great deep. They got a great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
I mean, Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. Yeah. I mean, bro, like, it.
I mean, Stephen A., that was Von Miller defending Jalen Hurts. Micah was going at him. Saying like, and then Micah went on to say, that's a short version. He went on to say, look, I just love this game so much. I understand it. I have to say, if I think something, I got to tell you. I'm not trying to make enemies. What do you think of that?
Doesn't bother me one bit. You know, this dude is not a scrub. Micah Parsons is big time. And if anybody has the right, especially on the Dallas Cowboys, to open their mouth, it would be him. That's number one. Number two, we're going to see whether or not he's going to back it up. And it's going to compel Jalen Hurts to back it up. Because when they go against one another, whether it's Christmas Eve or when they meet in the playoffs, assuming they meet in the playoffs, they'll have an opportunity to go at it. It's what competition is all about. Doesn't bother me one bit. It's just that one thing, one or the other is going to happen. He's going to be right, and he's going to assist in exposing Jalen Hurts. Or he's going to be wrong because Jalen Hurts is going to scorch Dallas. And as a result, Micah Parsons will have to eat crow. Either way you slice it, it's good for all of us. Can't wait to watch it.
That's why I love it, too. I'm with you 100% on that.
Yeah, no, it's good for us. There's no question about it that if Micah Parsons is right, he gets the nod, and if Jalen Hurts goes out there and cashes in, he gets a nod. Stephen A., though, between Hurts and Mahomes right now, who's the MVP?
Well, a lot of people say Hurts. I'm still with Mahomes. I'm still with Mahomes, believe it or not. Not necessarily exactly because of what Micah Parsons said, but in that line of thinking. When we look at the Philadelphia Eagles, we've been talking about how they're probably the most complete team in the National Football League. Both sides of the ball, offensive line, defensive line, your running game, your passing game, your secondary on defense as well. When you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, they seem to be the total package, particularly since Jalen Hurts has really upped his game and has vastly improved throughout this off season. In the case of Patrick Mahomes, I mean, just look at him, man. I mean, yeah, Travis Kelce is still there, but who else? It's really Patrick Mahomes that makes them go.
I'm trying to tell you, Keith.
Yeah, that's just the way I go with it. I mean, as great as Jalen Hurts is, and he has been great this year, and he deserves strong consideration. And by the way, he could still win the league MVP because guess what? He could show out over the next few weeks, and Patrick Mahomes could struggle, and we might think a little bit differently. But right now, I just look at the load Patrick Mahomes has to carry. The absence of Tyreek Hill, knowing how electrifying he is. Juju Smith-Schuster and Mecole Hardman and those brothers, they ain't that dude. Travis Kelce is still there as a reliable target, but you get the key on him more because you don't have to worry about Tyreek Hill as much. Your running game is decent, but it ain't spectacular. The Kansas City Chiefs go where the hell Patrick Mahomes takes them. And because of that is why I'm of the mindset. Right now, he has my nod. Slightly. over Jalen Hurts.
See, I look at it a lot different than y'all. Maybe that's because I look at it football differently. I view it differently. When you start to think, oh, they're the best team front to back, it's a style of play. Tyreek Hill is not there, but they're not trying to throw the ball vertical. They realize as an offense with Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid that we are not going to win that way. Here's how we're going to win. We're going to methodically move the football down the field. We're going to use Juju Smith-Schuster and Kelce essentially as our tight ends, middle of the field guys. We'll get something from McKinney out of the backfield in the pass game and in the run game. We also got Mecole Hardman to lift the coverage if we decide to do so. We went out there and we traded for the Kadarius Tony. We went out there, we traded for him because we want to do it a different way now. And so when I look at it from that standpoint, I don't discount Philadelphia because they got a more explosive attack, much like Kansas City had in the defense. Past. I don't discount them at all for that.
Well, see, that's the slickness of Keyshawn Johnson.
That's no slick.
Who, by the way, to the audience out here, remember, notice about Keyshawn Johnson. You could go out there and beat a Pop Warner team. Hell, they won the schedule, what you supposed to do. They won. That's all that matters. And you don't want to take competition into consideration. That's fine. That's the Keyshawn I know and love. But here's the thing. When you talk about the fact that the Philadelphia Eagles, listen, you look at what they have in place. We're not knocking them. Your point would be valid if we're questioning the validity of the team. Nobody's doing that. We're not questioning the validity or the greatness that Jalen Hurts has put on display this year. What the question is, in terms of MVP, you got to look at his performance compared to that of Patrick Mahomes. Not only do you see what they're both doing, but you take into account what they're working with in order to get their job done. And the job is exponentially harder for Patrick Mahomes because he has less to lean on than Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Well, we shouldn't have never gave Peyton Manning all them MVPs in when he was in Indy because he had
Stephen
a lot to work with.
Stephen A., we got to – listen, Key just wants to be wrong about this. That's fine, Key. You can be wrong about it. But listen, we got to get on because I got to hear Stephen A.'s reaction, Key, to Jerry Jones. Now, Key, I know you're going to roll your eyes. Nothing to see here. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Get your Tylenol ready, Keyshawn Johnson. Boy, does Key hate when we in the media spin these stories, these narratives, as the kids say. Jerry Jones, Cowboy owner, on 105.3 The Fan. Are you concerned about the number of interceptions Dak is throwing? Listen to this, Stephen A.
Yeah,
are you concerned
that.
With the amount of interceptions he's thrown lately, or do you like the aggressiveness?
Max Kellerman, you know better. First of all, the word concern isn't appropriate to throw in my direction about the Cowboys, because when you say concern, I'm gleeful. I'm happy. Go ahead, keep throwing those interceptions, Dak Prescott. Yeah, right. Feel free. Go right ahead. The bottom line is this. Dak Prescott can ball. We know he can ball. We know he can be a game changer. But it's one way or the other. He can hurt you just as much as he can help you because he's been prone to make mistakes this year at an alarming rate compared to what he's done in years past. So Jerry Jones saying that is not a big deal. Any owner, any executive would say they're concerned about a quarterback that's turning the football over. It's not the wisest or greatest thing for them to do. But at the end of the day, I'm going to give Dallas their props. You don't want to have to pass the ball against the Dallas Cowboys. They are an absolute nightmare. Their defense comes at you in waves in that regard. You can run on them, though, but you can't pass on them. When you got to pass the ball, they'll get up in you. Offensively, they've got all the necessary weapons to be a literal bona fide threat to capture a Super Bowl championship. But Jerry Jones is basically saying, you know what? Yo, man, I paid you. I got you your money now. I expect you, with the talent you got around you, to deliver instead of throwing these damn interceptions. Now, he went a backward way about it, but that's basically what he's saying to Dak Prescott. He's sending that message. You damn right I'm concerned. This is something you need to fix, bro. That's what he's saying, and I don't blame him.
I'm going to play the sound now, Stephen A. When I played it, the guy asked the question was in the sound, so it sounded like I was asking the question again to you. But after the guy asked the question, Jerry Jones is going to respond. We're going to hear his response. Listen.
Well, what if I said yes? Okay, period, to your question. And I'm not criticizing your question, but certainly those concerns, those interceptions can – neutralize great execution and effort in other parts of the game. But I will tell you now, the definition of aggressiveness doesn't have to include turnovers. And I do like aggressiveness without the turnovers.
Is your guy Jerry Jones going at Dak there, Stephen A.?
Yes. He's doing exactly what I just told you.
Yeah.
He's saying,
I don't think
it,
he is, Stephen A., though.
Now.
Yeah. I don't think
you're
he's
my quarterback.
Going at him.
Get it done.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going at him. He's just saying that we could do a whole lot better without having the turnovers to stop progress, but we want to stay aggressive, and we're going to stay aggressive.
Well, let me ask you this question, Kate. Can I ask you a question, Keyshawn?
Yes,
sir. Okay, I mean, because, you're just a kind-hearted dude. Nobody's going at anybody when it comes to you. They're just saying X, Y, and Z. Let me ask you this question, Keyshawn. So you, Jerry Jones, remember, this ain't just the owner. He's the owner, he's the president, he's the GM, he's their public relations dude, he's their spokesperson, he's everything. You go out there and you pay this dude that money. You're the one who assembled the talent around him. The Gallups and the CeeDee Lambs, Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard, your offensive line, even though Steele just went down, you got to hope Tyron Smith comes back and he's productive and all this. You did all of this. And what you're looking at is, I'm looking at a defense that can get it done. I'm looking at playmakers on offense that can get it done. And it comes down to a quarterback that I paid $95 million to over the last 2 years. And if he does what he's supposed to do, I look pretty damn good, because I'm going to be the one that gets all the credit for this, because I'm the one that assembled all of this. But if this dude don't get it done, he's ruined everything I've assembled. Are you trying to tell me that Jerry Jones ain't saying that?
No, man, he ain't pointing the finger at Dak and saying it's all Dak if they mess around and lose. That's not what he's doing.
No. He's saying if everybody does what they're supposed to do, but my quarterback throws these interceptions, that's a problem. He ain't saying that.
But that's for every quarterback, Stephen A. If you go trick the game,
I understand that. But he's talking,
the ball
he's
the
talking
other
about
team.
Head.
Talking about every quarterback, Key. We're talking about Jerry
talking
Jones
about
and Dak Prescott right now.
What he said is he's going to stay aggressive, and essentially, if we turn the football over, no matter who's underneath the center, it's going to be problematic.
Keyshawn Johnson got me here agreeing with Max Kellerman 1,000%, because that's exactly what I feel. Max Kellerman is right. I am right. And you know
no,
we're
right.
You are
not right.
You know we're right.
No, you're not.
Key, didn't you
do
have
the
a,
same thing you do on First Take with me on Tuesdays.
Key, didn't you have a segment on LA radio called Nothing to See Here?
Yes.
I want to say you had a Key had a
yes.
segment, Stephen A., on LA radio called Nothing to See Here.
Right.
No matter what the controversy, no matter what the, you know, he calls it the yeast that people are putting on, no matter what happens, Key's like, nah, it's not really the thing that the media is saying it is. No matter what it is.
Yes. And in 99.9% of the time,
you had
that's
that
the way
segment?
It turned out.
You had that segment in L.A., Keyshawn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That explains a lot. Oh, man, I didn't know that, Max. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
No matter what it is. He's
that
the
explains a lot.
He's the
No
medium.
Matter what it is, yeah. You got a twist to add. You understand? Yeah. Rather than the obvious. Like, we can't sit up there and say 1 + 1 = 2.
No.
Because that's what it is here with Jerry Jones, with Dak Prescott. Damn it, don't throw those interceptions.
Well,
don't throw those interceptions.
There you have it.
Hey, real
way,
quick, before I let you go, I know you're watching.
Johnson has Stephen A. and me agreeing on the radio.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I could
right.
bring you guys together for a change. Hey, look, Tatum, MVP right now in the NBA?
Yes, he is. Without question. No doubt about it.
Okay. Well, go on and get to work on time, man.
All right.
I'm here, man. I'm pulling up.
Stephen A. Smith, thank you very much. Host of First Take. Boy, Key, he pulled your card.
It's a version
of a hater card.
You guys
it's not
are
quite
doing
a hater
First
card.
Take from 2007 together. I don't want to be
– No, you know what
you
it
guys
is?
Knew what to do.
You know what it is? It is a hater card. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like the opposite of a hater card, because you're actually trying to smooth things over and tell people, no, it's not a controversy. But the hatred is actually directed at the media. It's a media haters card you just got pulled. No matter what it is, no matter, the media is not always creating something out of nothing. Sometimes
you just
really
took
fire
that
with
little bitty
smoke.
Clip. And because he said that we cut down on the mistakes. We don't want that. We want to stay aggressive. That he's talking about Dak's going to lose the game and it's going to be his fault and I put this defense together. He ain't said that. That's not what the man said. That's not what the man said.
Would have been nice if he did say that, though, for our media.
But I do understand that in the end, if he throws some interceptions in crucial situations, it could cost him. And he cannot afford to do that, although he hadn't done that so far and it hasn't cost him. Bird. He's giving the ball to the other team. It just hadn't cost him.
Bird in North Carolina wants to tell us something, Key. Chris in North Carolina. Did I say Bird? I meant Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Chris?
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, I was just wanting to comment on the Jalen Hurts thing. I agree that Jalen Hurts deserves his flowers when it comes to this team. The team is loaded. But the team also made the playoffs last year, and not every loaded team breeds an MVP quarterback. I mean, you look at when Baker Mayfield had two of everything, nobody spoke his name in the MVP race. excuse me. And the 49ers as well, with Jimmy G, he's a game manager. You can look at it and see it. You don't see that with Jalen Hurts. The guy's giving you 3 or 4 touchdowns a game. I just think he deserves his credit.
Yeah, that's a good point, Key. And I don't think anyone's arguing that just because you're loaded doesn't mean you play like Jalen Hurts. No question. Jalen Hurts is in the conversation. It's just there are many people like me and apparently like Stephen A. and others who believe that if you're talking MVP, it's Mahomes. It's not taking anything away from what Hurts is doing. It's just noticing what Mahomes is doing. That's all.
Yeah, and look, Mahomes is playing an MVP level. But Hurts is playing at an MVP clean level, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They got one loss. He's been consistent across
the
board.
There's no negatives. Yeah.
There's no real negatives. What, he got two interceptions on the year?
It's 22 TDs, three interceptions.
Okay, so two of them was off receiver hands. One was he threw to the other team.
10 rushing touchdowns, by the way.
10 rushing touchdowns.
Really 32 eventually, touchdowns.
He's going to break Cam Newton's touchdown record for quarterbacks rushing. I mean, like, it's just – I say he's the MVP, and I say the team is in the position because of him. Because if you put Gardner Minshew underneath that center, this team they don't have one loss on the record. I'm just being honest. They do not have one loss on the record.
Yes, I would say it's safe to say that Jalen Hurts is a lot better than Gardner Minshew. Is this weekend, Key, the most important, as Jordan Renan told us earlier in the show, in the most important game of Daniel Jones's entire life? We'll ask that. By the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, were you aware of that?
Yes, I am very aware. I have Progressive Insurance.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, we had Jordan Renan, ESPN Giants reporter, on earlier in the show. And I want to bring back something he said, because he was talking about how important this week is for Daniel Jones. And I need your reaction on something he said to you know, tell me what this means, right? How serious is this? Listen to him on Daniel Jones.
This week's game is the biggest game of his professional career, right? Because if they win this game, then all of a sudden their playoff odds probably double. Right there, and like they'd say about the 80% if they win this week in Washington. I think what he does in games like this to show, okay, what are you going to do? How are you going to play when everything is on the line in the biggest games? Can you lift your team? Can you play your top game? Can you avoid the turnovers that he's done all year? I think this will go a long way in determining how the Giants handle Daniel Jones this offseason. But in the meantime, they went to negotiate with Saquon Barkley during the bye week. They didn't go to negotiate with Daniel Jones.
That's what I want to get into, Key. I mean, the obvious thing seems to be they're sure on Saquon. They're not on Daniel Jones. On the other hand, to be sure about a running back, the commitment is not nearly as large, right? So what's going on here?
Well, they want to see what Daniel Jones is all about. Saquon Barkley, look, they already see what he is when he's healthy. They understand, okay, our offensive line got a little bit better. We don't have receivers on the perimeter, but could our quarterback elevate these receivers even though they're not as talented as some other receivers in the National Football League? But that doesn't mean the quarterback can elevate these guys. We know Barkley can do some stuff, so we're willing to talk to him about a potential extension where we may need to just get a little bit longer look at Daniel Jones before we make a commitment to talk to him about a contract extension. Because if he gets to the free agent market, there'll be pursuers. There'll be people that'll pursue him, but what at number and what cost? And Jordan's right. This may be the biggest game, at least in my mind, that he's ever had, because now you beat the Commanders, you go 8-5-1, you step above them in the playoff race to be a wild card team in the NFC. On top of that, when you talk about winning big games, the last quarterback that won big games didn't have great regular season. Let's face it. Eli Manning was okay in games.
500 but, quarterback in the
but,
regular
but
season.
But in big games,
yeah, he was great.
Eli Manning raised his level of play. If they were playing against the Cowboys, he raised his level of play. If they played against Washington, he raised his level of play. When they went to Green Bay, he raised his level of play. That's what you need to see from Daniel Jones, and that's what Giant fans are used to seeing. So he has an opportunity to get them on his side if he can beat the Commanders on Sunday night.
Look, Giants are thin to begin with and now have injuries they're dealing with, and they don't have a lot. But I've just looked at the schedule.
That's even better for him. But that's even better, Max.
Because?
Because if I'm out here and I'm naked, I ain't got no clothes
right,
on.
And you still ball.
And I'm still
something.
Balling?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's beauty.
The main thing with him is don't turn the ball over, make enough positive plays on third down to keep them in the game, right? That's what I really like that I've seen. I see maturity from Daniel Jones this year in terms of when you say game manager, and everyone's like, it's a dirty word, but Key, even the explosive athletes and the great, and he is an athlete, but the explosive big-armed quarterbacks, they need that in their repertoire. They need to be able to manage the game, and Daniel Jones has shown he can do that.
They do manage the game, but what happens
some of them
is,
don't. Those aren't the good ones, right?
Some of them don't, but they do manage games. But what happens is you see a couple explosive throws and explosive plays, and people like yourself, your heads go crazy. Your head explode. Oh, my God, he's such a – look at the arm strength. It's like, I don't need to throw the ball 45 times, man.
No, I get it, Keith. That's what
right
I'm saying.
Thing.
The successful ones have that in them. You have to be able, don't let the wins get away. Keep the team from falling down big. Like, Daniel Jones has done all that. And now I looked at the schedule. I just got an email from my producer on This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, Handsome Host. Great show. They were asking, like, you know, you know how it is with these shows. You're answering emails and texts about, you know, who's going to be the wild card out of the NFC. So I'm looking at all the wild card potential, all the potential wild cards schedule. Giants' schedule is all right compared to these other schedules. Like, if they just hold it down, as you heard Jordan say, if they beat the Commanders, they go to 80% likely to make the playoffs. They double their chances. So It is huge for that reason, Key. It's not just like let's see what he's got. It's invaluable playoff experience for a young core on the line, you know?
Yeah, but also when you start to look at the quarterback landscape, what's really out there? Like what's really we can get Aaron Rodgers, really? You getting ready to spend all that money to go get Aaron Rodgers and all those draft picks and do all? No, you're not. So who are you fooling? Like what's really out there that you see and you go, that guy's really better than Daniel Jones. I don't think the quarterback's
I didn't know Josh Allen was out there like that. He was very raw.
But the thing is, Max, you don't watch college football
like that.
The same way Brian Daboll watches college football or Brandon Bean watches college football.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they're seeing something in either this draft or the next where they're like, we can work with that right there.
Yeah, but I can tell you right now, as a guy who watches college football literally every Saturday on my couch or in the stadium somewhere and watching and following it, Daniel Jones better than them dudes in college right now.
So
he's better than them dudes.
Check this out. News from ESPN NFL insider Jeremy Fowler, Key. Several NFL teams believe Odell Beckham Jr. is leaning toward sitting out the rest of the year and gearing up for free agency in March.
What?
Per sources, here's the quote, he'll be the prize, that's a quote, of the free agency receiver class. That's an executive who said that. He going to be the prize of the free agent receiver class this year?
As right now, who's slated to be free agents?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, because those executives aren't factoring into there's possibility of guys being let go because of money that and teams rebuilding that you may think. Like, I'll just throw a few names out there, right? Mm-hmm. Keenan Allen may be free because they don't make the playoffs and the owners fire the coach and all of a sudden the coach comes in and says, I want to start all over. We need some money, blah, blah, blah. They move on from Keenan Allen. And then there's a DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, well, the team sucks. I don't like Cliff Kingsbury. This doesn't work. We can move on from him, and he may be in a trade situation. And then there's, Michael Thomas in New Orleans. What's that situation going to be like? And then you start Amari Cooper in Cleveland, big number, or the Cleveland Browns satisfied with a guy who has a case of the dropsies. So when you start to look at it, as of right now, he may be the class, right, by himself. But then there's other guys that potentially can join him by the time we hit free agency. And I told you last week after Jerry Jones decided to come out and say what he said, then they signed T.Y. Hilton. I told you, I said, OBJ probably ain't going to play this year.
So, Key, coming up, we're going to, a panel of ESPN experts made their pick for
ain't on that panel.
For MVP. Wait till you hear who it was and how the vote went. But also, Jeff Schwartz, a guy I follow on Twitter, was an offensive lineman in the NFL for years, including briefly with the Giants, retweeted a guy, Benjamin Brown, talking about team war. It's an analytic, team war wins over replacement, produced in 2022. His conclusion is, I won't go into the numbers, the Eagles are the class of the NFL because they show the war with the quarterback and without the quarterback. And the Chiefs have Mahomes. Eagles are 1 in war, Chiefs are 2. But when you take away the quarterback, it's very different. No one has contributed more to their team's wins, even close to Patrick Mahomes, according to this metric, which is obviously true. Okay, we're going to get into that.
You have to give the MVP trophy away. I'm tired, man.
I told you got to get your Advil ready for this show today. Advil and Tylenol.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. So, Key, ESPN Bears reporter Courtney Cronin tweeted at us.
At me. She's talking to me.
Patrick Mahomes got 9 first-place votes, while Jalen Hurts got 5, including mine, meaning Courtney's, by our panel that votes on MVP every 4 weeks. Mahomes' defense not as good as Hurts, period.
But is she voting for the MVP or is it just
no? This panel? Is just like it's like a way to sample to get the pulse of what's going on.
Yeah, it's a sample panel. Yeah. Okay.
Key.
Look. Oh well.
Brady in St. Louis has something to tell you.
Tom, what's up?
Yeah, Brady. Brady in St. Louis. You're on ESPN Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Love the show. Keyshawn, I wish you was around with fantasy football. You'd be my first wide receiver taken off the board. But
I was around with fantasy football, man. What you talking about?
How old does he think you are?
How old do you think I am?
My age. Aren't you almost 50?
Man, fantasy football's been around forever.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back to check and see if I drafted you. I don't recall.
You know how many people walked up to me talking about I ruined their fantasy team?
Oh, you didn't do that. Don't say you're one of those guys. You didn't ruin no team, did you?
I mean, man, you know how people just talk. What's happening, man? How can we help you today?
Oh, well, what I call for is that Max is right on this one. We're missing the big point, and he just touched on it a second ago. The reason Patrick Mahomes is the MVP is because he has to overcome the deficiency of our defense. He can't take a rest. We got up over almost 21 points on Denver. Normally somebody could go sit down and relax. Our defense gave that up without even blinking. You know, so you put any other quarterback on the Kansas City Chiefs with that defense,
They ain't 10-3.
500 at best.
No other quarterback's 10-3 with that team.
Man,
come
that
on.
Defense, and Spagnuolo's been the same since he's been calling the defense. Y'all act like that defense all of a sudden regressed for some reason. That defense been the same.
It's never been that good.
Been the same.
It's never. If you give Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Jalen Hurts' defense, I mean, he's done what he's done this entire time without ever really having a really good defense.
Nobody is saying that Patrick Mahomes is not deserving of the MVP. My whole point is Jalen Hurts is the MVP favorite right now.
Well, he is. That's a statement of fact. He is the favorite. Hurts
That's the only thing. No one's saying that Patrick Mahomes isn't the MVP, especially on the team.
Yep.
You think they want to see Chad Henning or Patrick Mahomes lining up at quarterback? Come on now.
And then Mahomes does it. Like I always say, Key, you know, people will be like, oh, he's the Jordan of this sport or the Jordan of that sport. I'm like, slow down. Just because you're the GOAT. Like Tom Brady ain't nothing like Michael Jordan. Because what Jordan of a sport means.
Man. Different sport.
Right. But what it means is. You look at the dude, you go, oh, my God, that looks different. Then you look at the numbers, you go, yep, he got the bet. Like, it looks different, and it translates into the – and then you look at the wins and the championship success, and you go, yeah, he's doing that more than anybody. That's Jordan. Brady, you look up after years and years and years, you go, well, he is the most accomplished guy. Wow, he's great under pressure. That's a little different. That's not the same level. Mahomes hit the league. Oh, my God, what is that? Then he puts up 50 touchdowns. Then he hosts the championship game every year of his career. Then he wins the Super Bowl, right? Like, come on, man.
I look at Jalen Hurts the same way that you look at Michael Jordan in terms of that's different. Jalen Hurts is different. I understand you go, oh, man, we seen that before. No, you haven't. You haven't.
Maybe not.
You have not seen that
that's
before.
That's a good point. Maybe not.
You have not seen this dude turn into a running back when he needs to. And drop dimes at the same time.
Right.
Now, look, it's only first year that he's doing it this way. 3 years in the league, 2 years because I
no,
just
but
got
Key,
the
he's never
year.
Had a shot really with the team around it. This is the first time they put a fully yes. formed squad.
You just never seen that. It's clean.
You're right.
You
know what?
It's just clean.
You know what's such a good? It's a really, really good point that you just made about Hurts. And the reason is this: we've been. He might be the end point so far, right, of what we're looking for from a mobile quarterback, right?
100%.
Like, hey, if only you gave Lamar Jackson some receivers, what would it look like? If Kyler Murray were bigger and stronger, a better leader, right? Like, what could that look like?
Yeah,
damn,
Justin
if Cam
Fields,
Newton was a more consistent
look
passer.
Like?
Yes.
You give Justin Fields that. What is it going to look like?
But it looks like this, we're hoping,
as
right? Like,
as,
this is the thing you want it to look like.
As soon as... this dude wins the Super Bowl this year, if they, you know, if they get there and they win it. Watch how many general managers and presidents and owners of the team say, I got to get me one of those. I need that type of quarterback.
Yeah, that's a hell of a point, Key.
That's, like, all, this that's is, the reality
this
of
This is the evolution of what we're hoping Lamar eventually gets around him so he can show.
They all going to be trying to get Caleb Williams in a year because of this dude.
But the point is also that just because you have those tools – a lot of things have to go right. You have to be in the right situation. You have to have the right
yes,
personality, the right work ethic, the right leadership skills, the right GM, so he puts you with the right coach and the right system and the right things around you.
That's in any sport.
Yeah, for sure. But in this style of play, the man has 10 rushing touchdowns so far, right? This is what we've been waiting for, right? And now the question is, which everyone has always asked, Key, can that guy win the Super Bowl? And from what you've seen with Jalen Hurts' passing game, seems like the answer is yes, right?
100%. That's why I'm so mad at Baltimore, because they act like they don't know how to go get a receiver to help Lamar. And it's going to be interesting to see what my good buddy Ryan Poles up in Chicago, my good dear friend.
Are you guys having off mic conversations?
Such
in
a great
Chicago
conversation
stuff,
in the middle of Michigan. Have there, yeah. What he's going to do with the money in the draft picks to build around Jalen Hurts. I already know what Brandon Bean did in Buffalo. Okay, I already know what they're doing down in Miami for Tua. Now let's see what those other two decide to do with Fields and as well as Lamar Jackson, because we see what Philly decided to do with Jalen Hurts. That's why he's in the MVP conversation.
You realize you fast forward 10 years from now. Every quarterback in the league is going to have at least 6 rushing touchdowns. Like, you're not going to be able – like, it's just going to be like, well, if you don't have a guy who can do that, you're at a disadvantage.
Yes, that is correct.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Well, Key, we learned a lot. We laughed. We cried. Jay's going to be back one of these days.
I haven't cried yet.
Never?
No, I haven't cried yet. I'm going to cry after Miami's –
if Miami wins, you'd be crying. We won't even be.
I'm
Miami
cry
wins, my prediction is Keyshawn won't
tears.
Even show up on the
one
air the next
two.
Day.
It's either going to be ESPN happy or radio. Sad.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.